Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. So we had a big, unique play-in round preview tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors beat the Lakers. Don't see those every day. AD might be the MVP. Warriors with an all-time great game shooting threes tonight. 26 out of 41. Most threes Lakers have ever given up in a game. Yeah, AD's the MVP. No AD tonight. AD, MVP.
Currently looking up
MVP.
MVP odds. I know they took the Rookie of the Year award. They took odds off the board about a week ago because it's just windy. Let's see. Jokic followed by Luka, Gilgeous Alexander. I see. Wait a minute. This is insane. At 150 to 1 is your guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson.
Well, when he keeps scoring 40 points a game, you got to give the guy some kind of respect.
Still 150 to 1.
Doesn't matter.
Giannis and Tatum at 100 to 1.
And where's AD after tonight? He should be at like 2 to 1.
He's not on the short list.
AD.
Let's see. Where's he at? Where's he at?
MVP.
Actually, he's 29 to 1.
MVP. After tonight?
Well, I don't know what.
10 to 1. 5 to 1. Clearly,
those were his opening odds. Sorry. 29 to 1.
All right.
How about that?
Meanwhile, outside of that, because clearly when you see, you know, sometimes you see how good a team is or isn't without a player.
No,
sure. There was no AD tonight because of an eye injury and nausea.
Headache. And hopefully he's okay.
Everything was wide open for the Warriors tonight.
Well, but it went from, like, all day it was, well, he's got a, you know, the scratch on the eye.
Yeah.
And should he wear goggles? And everybody's, you know, cursing him out. And, you know, what kind of goggles? Get back out there. I was like, no, he's might have actually a bigger,
see if he's
bigger
okay.
issue going on here.
Speaking of big issues, we had today the shoe drop in the biggest college basketball story of the last couple of days. John Calipari officially is out in Kentucky. Now, we first heard this Sunday night. Hey, Calipari negotiating with Arkansas to be their new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he wouldn't talk about it. Walking his dog.
Well, it was his leisure time.
Using a stroller, but walking his dog. I don't know, maybe the dog was a prop, just so he could be outside, so he could say, guys, I'm walking my dog now.
Like, I want to see, is there something in the stroller, or is the stroller intended for the dog?
I think the stroller was intended for the dog.
Because as mentioned yesterday, like, one of the saddest things to me is when you hit that point in the dog's run, that you've got to stroller them around. They can't actually walk anymore.
Because
I've seen that, like, a few times in my neighborhood, and I just... It takes everything not to say you got to let the dog go.
Yeah, but someone lives in your neighborhood.
But sometimes you got to let the dog walk, and then if he gets tired, instead of carrying him, you bring that. Maybe he was just out for a long walk with the dog, and the dog got tired, and when dogs lay down, I'm done walking. Instead of picking them up and carrying them, hey, I put him in a stroller.
Maybe you give the dog the 5 minutes, and then he gets his second win.
Nah, yeah, you put the dog in a stroller. Take care of the dog. You take care of the dog. That's what you do.
In a stroller, really?
Yeah, why
it's
not?
Made for babies.
What else are you going to put him in? Maybe it's a small dog. It's a small dog. It's okay.
Put him in a Bjorn, then. Baby Bjorn, then, at that point.
In
come on.
Baby Bjorn.
Put him in a backpack like he's Yoda.
The dog will be... What do you? I got a St. Bernard on my back. Boy, this thing is heavy. Oh, my goodness.
Jason, just because you put Benny on your shoulder like a parrot.
No. Hey, I almost did that. I took him for a really long walk today, and we got about two-thirds of the way through, and he started looking at me. I'm like, I'm going to have to carry you the rest of the way, aren't I? This is going to have to be like it's Luke and Yoda.
Toughen him up.
To carry him. But no, but then he walked in. I gave him some water. He was good.
Yeah. Now let's try to figure this out. Let's bring in Alex to Justin. Define long walk.
To the mailbox?
No, come on, stop. This is a long...
Which Benny, mailbox?
You know
is?
That dog's out of shape if you're picking him up.
Benny does... Him. I take Benny for about... When he goes out for a walk, his normal walk is about, I want to say, maybe a quarter mile. Stopping here and there to do things, but probably
that's
like
it?
A quarter mile. That's usually his normal walk. Today, this walk was maybe close to a half mile. This is a lot because Pam was like, oh, I'm going to stop at the store. Why don't you walk him all the way to the next store I go to, and I'll just pick you up there. I'm like, okay,
I'm a lot further. I'm borderline abusive further. Compared to what this
was. It was 80-plus degrees out. You didn't do a half
but remember, mile. But remember, Benny's a small dog. He's, you know, he takes a lot of steps. So a walk for him is not quite, you know, the loping steps of a yup. No, he takes a...
You've seen my dog.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
He's tiny.
He takes a bit of time. Maybe you got to rethink how you walk your dog.
He's lean and mean, ready to fight.
Oh, that's good. That's what we want you want out of a dog. Lean and mean and ready to fight.
No. He's the happiest guy in the world, but he's in great shape.
Call PETA now. No. Call Animal Services now. We got to turn Harmon's dog in now. Look what you're doing. See, you're just admitting. Can't believe you, man.
I didn't say he did fight. I'm just saying he's ready to fight.
He said he's ready to fight.
What's wrong with being ready?
I didn't say he's fighting. He's ready to fight, though. Like, if I look at him wrong, he's going to want to fight me?
He might.
If I look at
actually,
his, if I look at his girlfriend
meat on your fingers, if I and look that'd
at
be
his,
the end of
I look
it.
At his girlfriend in a bar, he's gonna want to fight me. Oh, he's gonna
fight find
me.
Out Harmon sharpens his teeth.
Tut, come here, buddy.
Bite down. Let me see. Yeah, his teeth are gonna look like Grip Hook in Harry Potter.
Well,
this big long dark teeth. But John Calipari saying today that he is done with the Kentucky program. Now, remember, this is a guy who is leaving Kentucky for a job at Arkansas, mm-hmm. which is going to get him paid more money than he's getting at Kentucky. And listen to him on this message that he puts out today. He makes it sound like, hey, everybody's on board with this decision, and this is just a natural conclusion of my time here at Kentucky.
You're cool. You, I'm out.
Maybe that was Calipari after the Oakland game, but a little bit more reserved with this message on social media earlier today.
Since our season ended, Ellen and I have spent a lot of time thinking about our time here at Kentucky. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice. We've loved it here, but we think it's time for us to step away and step away completely from the program. There have been opportunities that have been presented to us, and we're discussing them as a family.
He makes it sound like, yeah, this is just something that was a natural part of the evolution. A new voice needs to be heard. This is what's going to be good for me. It's going to be good for you. Like, I feel like if I was dating John Calipari and I wanted to break up with him, and I would say, we're going to meet, we're going to talk, and then he would say something like that, and I would walk away and go, did he break up with me? Made it sound like it was his idea. Like this is all his idea.
Turned it around on you.
Remember, he's leaving Kentucky before he can get fired to go take a job with Arkansas, because what he is doing is this, and this is important. He is simply leaving a year early, right? He knows, and we talked about this, we knew that this offseason, he could leave. We talked about it the night of the loss to Oakland. You watched him talk post-game, and it sounded like a goodbye. It sounded like someone who was thinking about where he is and where he wanted to spend the next act of his basketball career. Still a young 65, wants to keep working, but clearly Kentucky, maybe not anymore, because as good as it's been two straight exits now at the hand of much lower seeds. They haven't won a title, been to a Final Four in a while. 15 years, they won one title, but it's been a bit since Kentucky's been legitimate. Maybe now this is part of the NIL recruitment era and Calipari is struggling with it, but this is still two big exits. He knew that if I stay one more year and we don't go to the Final Four, they're going to want me out.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wait another year and I fail and I get pushed out, am I suddenly a huge guy that has people knocking on my door? Or do I try to look to go somewhere a year early where I'm still great? We had a really good year this year, right? We just went out in the first round of the tournament. And here's Arkansas, who is ready to pour all kinds of money in because the Tyson Foods billionaire that runs Tyson Foods is a huge backer of Arkansas and played golf with Calipari and has helped bringing him in here. They're going to spend all kinds of money, NIL money, to bring in a great team. And he's saying, I go now while I am still a get. Because a year from now, I might not be a get. Because I still think we'll wind up being good, but to finish high in the SEC and get to the Final Four, if I don't do that, they're going to push me out next year. So I'm leaving a year early. That's all. That's exactly what's happening right now. He is jumping before he is pushed. That's what Calipari's doing.
Yeah, I'd be curious in these past couple of weeks as well for Coach Cal, how much of the conversation stemmed from, well, here's where we've been, and here's an era of NCAA basketball that I helped usher in when we talk about one and dones and being able to be a master recruiter. We talked with Casey Jacobson a little bit about this last night of that era and being, I would say, probably the king of that era, right? Whether the results of the Final Fours and championships, look, there's a lot that happens in the course of a season. As players grow or don't, coming off of that. But when you're getting to the next iteration, that you're having the conversation with your boosters, you're having it with the administration, you're having it with everybody around the program, and saying, well, in order to go to where the NCAA is now, with the portal and with NIL and everything else, that I need you to commit to me for several years, because it's not going to happen overnight. And we've got to change how we've been doing business and everything else. And then the proof of concept is, you know what, maybe you've hit your end. We don't want to be around and invest heavy money into that reinvention of you. And there was a report coming out of Kentucky that he went back to the administration and said, well, this is what it's going to take for me to stay. And they said, yeah, we're not matching that. So negotiations all around. We're not dumb. We recognize what it is. But for Calipari, he gets to go to a place where there's plenty of folks with money. They've had some tastes of success. And maybe they haven't been and seen how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. So they still believe that he can adapt to this new phase.
He's a get for us.
He's
not the get for Kentucky anymore, but he's a get for Arkansas, who is, hey, we just lost a coach. We like, oh, now we can get one of the guys who's been great for the last 25 years. Look at the back of his basketball card. I mean, that's kind of what Arkansas is getting. Because you're wondering, okay, can Calipari, can he still do it with NIL? But now he's going to have all kinds of money. He's going to have all kinds of NIL money to bring everybody in. And the flip side of it, the best part, whoever gets his job at Kentucky, there'll be more NIL money there as well. Because any money would have dried up. Hey, no, why am I giving money to Calipari's program? Why am I giving NIL money here when all we are is losing in the first round? No, I'll wait for the next guy. And suddenly, Kentucky has a tough time being able to compete. And it doesn't, all of a sudden, the money dries up. But whenever you see a change in coaches, you're always, whatever team, and this is the way it goes now, this is kind of an across-the-board thing, when a coach leaves and a new coach is hired, the potential for new NIL money is always there, right? Because the only time you see NIL money drying up is when the team isn't playing well, and you have people who are normally helping with that saying, yeah, not anymore. Not going to do it. Not going to. Yeah, I don't like the way it's going. Come see me when there's a new coach. New coach comes. Hey, I'm back at it again. And as long as the team is winning, NIL money flows, but now it's not anymore. And Calipari, okay, so I'm not going to get that this year. And now I'm going to have an even tougher time winning. Now I jump to Arkansas where it's going to be open for me. And the good news is I'm leaving it open for the next guy here at Kentucky. So you see exactly why it was done.
But couldn't they have gotten some of those guys to start doing the YouTube begging shows like we've seen at so many universities?
They could have been. They could
you
have
want
been.
To keep this cornerback yeah. in state? Yeah, 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 you yeah. need to donate now.
Yeah, but I don't know that would have worked in Kentucky. You want to keep John Calipari? No, no, don't go. Don't click off. Don't click off. Stay on. No, no.
I meant more for the, you know, potential recruits of guys that are entering the portal. Rather than Calipari himself. But yeah, I get your point.
Exit Outbound to Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Remember, he's jumping before he's pushed. Coming up next, have we got some numbers that we have to break down with you? That's next here. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I think four people watched the Knicks game.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you...
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. This music is very loud, Alex Tyshirt. It's very loud.
I can't hear you!
It's very loud. If it's too loud, you're too old, man.
True.
That's not true. That is categorically untrue. Things can be too loud.
Nah.
Not true.
Okay.
Well, they can be too loud when you unwittingly plug your headphone jack into anything here. Because
mm-hmm.
evidently. Say that again.
Or Smith chewing chicken.
Well, there's that.
Chicken.
He's a loud eater.
Chicken.
It's okay. He wants to make sure you chicken. Know he's enjoying chicken.
Before we get into the numbers that are going to blow you away, just a little bit more on John Calipari today, who gave his big message on social media about how, you know, it's time for him to leave Kentucky and you know, what's next? I don't know. Meanwhile, tomorrow
we had a
we'll
good
see.
Run.
Yeah. I like the fact that he did it from his couch mm-hmm. in his living room. Like, hey, listen, I'm a regular guy just like you, and I want to soften myself up a little bit here and show you. I'm just gonna let you into my home and see how I live, and here I am, and just gonna sit on the couch and just tell you what I'm thinking right now. Because I'm just like you. Everybody gets to forks in the road in their life, and I gotta wonder, do I stay here for another $8.5 million next year? Maybe get fired? Do I get more than $8.5 billion jumping to another job? I'm just like you. I'm sitting here. I have a couch just like you. I have a fireplace just like you. I have coffee table just like you. Listen, you and I are not so different, and I'm allowing you into my home so I can show you exactly what it was all like.
Well, it's a good fireside chat.
Yeah, hey, listen.
I mean, it's a heart-to-heart.
I'm into my home.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about it, and maybe it's time for us to choose a new adventure.
Mm.
Now, in the background, you've got a string quartet playing Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
A string quartet. Do, 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 do. Wow, do, do, wow, do, do.
Yeah, I mean, we can do it classy. And then you have your speech. And look, I'm sure it was not an easy set of conversations.
No.
Right? I mean, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of ego. And it's a lot on all sides, like everybody involved, administration. And staffs, and you know, you talk about everybody going up the ranks and all the boosters that have been pumping in money. They all chimed in after that loss. So the last couple of weeks, I have no doubt, been a pain in the ass. So when he did his, you know, little theatrical walking of the dog.
Hey, I'm just like you. I want to walk my dog. Hey, I'm going to allow you into my
home. I have
home.
A life, too.
I'm just like
it's
you.
It's like when people got mad at Pete Alonso. Yeah, you lost. What's he going to do? Going to go hit the cage for 8 hours? No, you go to a concert. You let off some steam.
I walk my dog and bring a carriage just like you. That's how I do it. You're like that. I don't hire somebody to walk my dog for me. My dog needs, I walk my dog and then put him in a stroller. That's what I do. John Calipari, you and I are the same. We're the same. 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 Same.
The dog now, and the stroller move. Still just did not sit right.
No, it's just really weird. It's so strange. Now, the numbers to blow you away with. We talked about this last night. And at the end of UConn and Baylor, I said, I think when the television ratings come in, you're going to see the ratings between 16, 17 million. Short of the women at 18.7 million for the championship between Iowa and Caitlin Clark and South Carolina. But UConn going for a repeat, Purdue best player in the country, probably a little bit of an uptick from last year for UConn and San Diego
sure.
State. Not that much. Remember, 18.8 million watched South Carolina beat Caitlin Clark in Iowa.
Jason,
yes.
Just remember, that was on broadcast television.
True, true. It was on broadcast TV.
Take that into consideration is all
but
I'm saying.
People are still going to find a way to see the game.
Take into consideration.
But they're going to find a way to see the game if they want to. But this game was on two channels, right? It was on TNT and TBS. 14.8 million viewers, according to Nielsen, 4 million viewers short of the women's game. 4 million. Now, it's up a little bit from last year, but again, 4 million short of what we saw on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean? First of all, I want to say this. I feel like I want to be the dad when he's got the two kids running around. It's not a competition. It's not a competition. Stop. This is not a competition. Stop. Be good to each other. This is not a competition, but it's going to be a competition.
Have you really ever seen anybody doing that?
Have I ever seen what?
Somebody doing that?
Yeah. My whole life, it's not a competition. You have to teachers say that? Anybody's, when two kids, this is not a competition. It's not a competition, of course.
Yeah, you took it to the parents. Parents are full on. All right, let's go. No, let's see what's going on.
Listen,
there.
Just because that's what it was like in your house, where you had to fight for every scrap of meat that was put on the table.
Well, you know, it was an odd number of, you know, hamburgers or pork chops or whatever, and you know, the strong survive.
Mom made pork chops. Yay. Here's the bad news. Gotta want it. Oh, okay.
As you notice, we are a family of five. There are six on
gotta
there.
Gotta want it.
There's one gotta extra. Who's it. Getting it?
And meanwhile, the dog is lining up the same place.
Yeah, never had a dog growing up, though. So we never had the pet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Tut's the first pet I really ever had. We had a dog for a weekend, but then he knocked...
But then he ran away.
At the top of the stairs.
They don't feed me anything here.
My brother was kind of tormenting him a little bit, you know, kind of playing with him. And then we ate him. No, my brother got bumped down the... Wow. Got bumped down the stairs, and naturally it had to be the dog's fault.
Ah, all right, dog's going back. Ah, no, sorry,
you're dog's a going jerk.
Back. Dog's going back.
Oscar!
Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee. So what does this mean? Does this mean that every year the women's are going to beat the men's?
No.
This is a moment in time for Caitlin Clark and what she brought to the game. The two big takeaways are this. The men's game, this is sort of the new normal. Right? 15 million-ish is the new normal for the men's game because you can't ensure that star players are going to be playing down the stretch. Because, look, we watch for stars, and with the NBA, a one-and-done league now in college, it's hard to keep guys that are exciting from one year to the next. If they're a great player, they're going to the NBA. Now, Zach Edey decided to stay. Zach Edey's a big. He plays at Purdue. Was great. He was in the championship game. Didn't really move the needle.
Two-time player of the year.
Yeah. Doesn't really move the needle.
Non-Wemby ain't,
you look at,
ain't
you,
sexy viewing.
You look at the way too early top 25 in college basketball for men next year, right? ESPN did a thing today. Way too early top 25 for men. I guarantee you, even the biggest college basketball fan would look at that list and go, because they always say who they're losing and who the projected starting five is. You will have heard of maybe five of those players.
There's a lot of question marks.
Right? Because everybody's gone.
Yeah,
everybody's gone. Everybody's new,
sure.
Right?
So you don't know. Rob Dillingham.
So it's
Bye.
Hard.
Yeah, I'm yeah. in the portal.
So it's hard. It's hard to gain that kind of momentum. So 15 million-ish is about what you can expect. Now, could it be increased a little bit more if you have Duke and UCLA in the national title game? Sure. If you have North Carolina and Kansas? Sure. If you have some super-duper star guard who's playing 1 year and scoring 35 a game? Yeah, sure. But you can't. So the new normal, and we're seeing it, is kind of leveling out around 15 million. Now, for the women, here's the best part. There is a market for women's sports and a market for men to watch women's sports because that's a big thing. All the new people that Caitlin Clark brought. Yeah. But remember, you now have a big portion of the population of men who say, I like watching the women's game. Women's games are fun. I like it now. There's no stigma. So you're watching a women's game. No, women's games are cool. And it should have been this way a long time ago. But this is where we're at. We're here right now. So there's a market. Every women's championship game now, and you talk about championship weekend, they're all going to get north of 10 million, way north of 10 million viewers a year. Is it going to be up to 18 million? No, but every year it could be either one or the other with a higher rated national championship game between the men and the women. Because women are going to bring stars back. They don't go to the WNBA after 1 year. They make more money in college than they do in the WNBA. So you're going to bring stars back. How excited would college basketball be if Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese were coming back next year? Or Camille Cardoso was coming back? How excited would they be? These are all players we know. But generally, you get players that stay a couple of years. Now, Flo J. Johnson's probably going to be one of the faces of college basketball. Paige Becker's already said, I'm coming back next year to play again. You're going to have the heritage teams are all really good. There is a market now for this. So that's the best part, is that every year it's going to be, hey, what's going to be the higher? This will be a yearly story. Higher rated game, women's title game, men's title game. Some years it will be obvious, some years not so much, but you have now seen where the floor for the women's game is so much higher than it was. And I mean, we'll be way north of 10 million viewers when you get to the women's Final Four, women's national championship game, because now there is a market for it. It has arrived. It's not going anywhere. It's here. It's not going to suddenly disappear. It's not going to fall off a cliff. People stop watching. No, not as many will watch with Caitlin Clark, but still, you're going to have great, great numbers. And every year it's going to be, depending what the matchup is, more people might watch women this year. More people might watch the men. More it's women. But it's not a competition. Not a competition.
Everything's a competition. And in this case, I hope you're right. I don't think you will be. But
I'm always right. It's fine.
It's categorically untrue. Mm-hmm. But when we look at the ratings pre-Caitlin Clark, And look, if it made that level of jump to where we're talking 3 to 4 times what ratings were before this 2-year explosion with the Iowa squad and this run. To your point, yeah, there's a lot of stars, and we know more of the names. I got to correct myself so you don't think Dillingham may come to your squad, not just Syracuse, but in general. He's going to the NBA draft, folks, not the portal.
Yeah, but we could get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because he's transferring.
He is.
Yeah,
correct.
Buddy.
Hey.
Trade in that Indiana State blue for UCLA blue. Come
Start
on.
Start sending in some of those dollars for the NIL fund, or do your own podcast where you're begging for money with your GoFund Yourself account. But for the women's game, I mean, you go back to pre-COVID and even after COVID. Championship game, Stanford, Arizona. Excuse me. Vandeveer retires today after all those years at Stanford, right? That was 4 million viewers. 2019. Pre-COVID, Baylor, Notre Dame, 3.68. Year before that, you go back, you're looking at 3.5. So you're in that range. Does it mean that, you know, you have a precipitous drop-off? No, but anything, you're climbing back, I mean, 3 to 18? I mean, yeah, 15 million jump because of her. And part of that was the hate-watching that became. She's so great. Let's see her finish the job. There are people sitting there throwing stuff at their TV hoping that she'd lose. Let's call it what it is, right? And that's what makes sports great. It brings out the best and the worst of us. You had no cheering interest until the Final Four. Well, damn it, she's got to lose because I'm going to die on this hill. I mean, look at all the podcasts from former college greats immediately going, yeah, wait till she gets to the WNBA. Rude away. It's like, really? That's what we got to do. Like, how's that making you look better? Nobody's looking. Like, you're in the conversation.
We're going to kick her ass every game. Elbows, punches. We're going to be like, oh, okay, wow, that's.
But what does
great.
That have to do with now? And that may be the case. There's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be some lumps taken. But for now, it brought everybody to the party, and it brought up all those names of the past, all the little vignettes, all of the paying of tribute to what everybody built. But that was still at 3.5 to 4 million viewers per game. I hope you're right. I hope it does approach double digits with the women's game, with the star power that we still have in the game and the continuity that you have less perhaps in the portal and the change. Because that's part of the thing that's hurt the men's game. There's no question about it. The one and done was something people lamented. But in this case, it's the, all right, my guy averaged 12 points a game and 6 boards. Now he's looking for a bigger bag. Will he stay or will he go? Let's find out. And maybe the women's game gets the boost in the competition that you don't want to have.
Exit out by the Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. It's not a competition. It's not a competition. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, it's been a huge night in the NBA. We got 3 big takeaways from the 3 biggest stories. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, it's Ricky Martin night.
Five. Who knew?
It's also because I'm tanner than him.
Hey, is she really into superstition?
She is, actually.
Black cats, voodoo dolls.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I want to watch.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios, where we had a big night in the NBA. Three big stories. Three big takeaways.
Warriors, come out and play!
Again, the baseball fury still scare the hell out of me. Absolutely so much. With the makeup and the bats. Oh, my goodness. Number one, we're waiting to find out what the health of Giannis is. He gets hurt tonight in the win over the Celtics. Just after a three, he's jogging back down the court. Crumples in a huff. Right now, the Bucks are calling it a calf strain, but he is set for an MRI. Sometimes a calf strain is a calf strain. Sometimes a calf strain is a precursor to a torn Achilles. The Bucks say they're worried. Even if he's okay, Bucks are in a ton of trouble.
Yeah.
All right. If they lose in the first round, I'm not surprised, because Damian Lillard has not been the same guy. Whether he's gotten old overnight, or he just is just not fitting in and not playing as fast as he normally does, his game-winning shots are blocked. He doesn't get the openings that he used to. And maybe he is getting old, and 33 suddenly. He's hit the wall a little bit after a lot of minutes. But he has not been the same this year. The best-case scenario for Giannis is he comes back for the first round of the playoffs. Even if he does, the Bucks are in trouble. They're a 500 team. Doc Rivers is pushing panic buttons now. Mm-hmm. We're going to start different players. He is just grasping at straws. And right now, I'll tell you right, if I had to pick, hey, who's going to be my dark horse, my favorite to lose in the first round, I'll take the Bucks.
18-18 with Doc Rivers since he took over. You look at the insertion of Beverly tonight against Boston, gives them a bit of a boost, but you lose Giannis on the defensive end. When he went down, he just had that incredulous look on his face and just kind of grabbing his leg going, interesting. They showed him post-game wandering, you know, limping out of the arena. So more tests. Hopefully it'll come back to where it's just a couple of days missed. But either way, yeah, they don't have the same rotation. And obviously bringing in Lillard, you gave up a lot in your rotation and in your defensive prowess, which is coming back to bite them.
Story two now. I'm back believing it might not be a lost postseason for the Knicks.
No.
Hey, look, hey.
Again?
Maybe.
You just cursed them off less than a week ago. This guy's hurt for the year. This guy's gone. I hate him.
No,
Randall sucks. I hate that guy.
Okay,
jerk.
I might have said that. No, but hey, with Randall and Anunoby out, it's going to be the biggest what-if playoff ever for the Knicks. But now Anunoby is back. The Knicks win again tonight.
Jalen Brunson, 45.
They're a game out of second. He's the MVP, whether you want to realize it or not.
No, not even close.
The East is wide open. So now I'm like, maybe Randall was the problem. Maybe we'll be fine without Randall. And during the playoffs, it's going to be, hey, just think how good. If the Knicks are good now, when they get Randall back next year, think how good they're going to be then. I'm back on board now. I'm back on board with a big playoff run because the East is so wide open. Knicks, yo.
Cryogenic deep freeze, carbonite, and I'll wake you up when it's done so you don't have to watch how it ends. Another Thibodeau April. But the other thing...
Hey, how's Quentin Grimes doing? Is he doing well?
He's doing great.
Is he playing well?
He's great. And Hartenstein off the bench?
Let me tell you, he has just been killing it off the bench of late.
Wow, the minutes he's given them as a reserve, just absolutely amazing. But
in the beginning, it was weird because like both these guys, you know, for Grimes, it's like... Dude, it's like you're not even there.
I'm right.
And now look how good he is.
Well, he's like John Cena.
Yeah.
You can't see him out there.
Doesn't matter.
He's just walking around.
So. Yeah.
There it is. But with your Jalen Brunson, just my 2 cents on your AA's, the MVP, we can't talk about how terrible the East is and how it stinks, and then you try to prop your guy up.
Come on, man.
He just can't do it.
He's scoring 40 a game now all the time. All the time. He was always taking light. You take him away from the Knicks, and boy, are the Knicks in trouble.
Well, buy some rookie cards.
Boy, are the Knicks in trouble. Sure. He's the MVP. Now... If we go from who the MVP is, if it's Jalen Brunson, now we make it into who the real MVP is.
The real MVP.
After missing tonight...
Is this
tonight,
like a speech Kevin Durant
is
made
the real
years
MVP.
Ago?
No. Because clearly, after missing tonight with an eye injury and nausea, Anthony Davis, watching what the Warriors did to the Lakers tonight in the big
play-in round preview, maybe AD is the MVP.
What do you mean, maybe?
All-time record for the Warriors. Maybe? I mean, maybe he's tonight. I'm coming around that maybe he's the MVP after what the Warriors did tonight. Most three-pointers allowed in a game in Lakers history, 26. Best field goal percentage from behind beyond three-point range, minimum of 40 shots. Because there's been times where
we're at the point where it's a minimum of 40.
Well, because now, it's what teams say. All they take is threes now, right?
It's great.
Because there's teams that were like, hey, we were 10 out of 11, 10 out of 15. Whatever.
Sure.
But minimum of 40 shots, best field goal percentage from three-point range in NBA history with the 26 out of 41 tonight for the Warriors. So clearly, Anthony Davis is the MVP.
His defense on three-point shot attempts is what was the difference here. Now, here's the question. It was debated. What kind
just
of
take
guy?
Him. We'll get the rebounds. AD's not here. Just take him. As many as you want.
I don't know. You got 11 from Rui Hachimura.
Draymond made 5 tonight. I think he had 6 all season or something like that. He made 5 tonight. He was like Jordan with the shoulder shrug. I made 5. What do you want from me?
Chris Paul, you know, hit one.
And, it's like it's 2015 for Draymond Green. I'm making threes again, everybody. Look out. Here I come. And I didn't get thrown out either.
Steph Curry, 6 for 6 from beyond the arc. Green, 5 of 7.
Enough Klay
Thompson, just 5 of 10.
Hey, this is helping your AD as MVP argument.
Now, what style of goggle does AD go to when he does return?
Oh, there aren't goggles big enough for those eyes.
No. He goes with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles. Not Kareem. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to get him to transfer to UCLA because he's leaving Indiana State. That's how he goes. See what he does?
Doesn't he have a broken hip?
There it goes.
Does he want people to help out in Kentucky?
No. He's fine. He's like, they don't have a coach. Who's he going to commit to?
I just thought Anthony Davis might try to help his alma mater.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Carmen. Hey, tomorrow we're in from 2 to 4 here on Fox Sports Radio. Hope you can join us for more craziness like this. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio. Nixio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.